Hello and welcome to the Heads and Volleys podcast with me, Lee Dunn.
Do you buy presents for your players? Do you give them gifts or have some sort of end of season party where you have player of the year or player's player? We used to do it when I was a kid growing up. You always wanted to be manager's player. It was always the highlight. You get some sort of trophy or certificate, something cool like that. But do you get your players presents or any kind of sign off? Do you guys do anything like a secret Santa or anything like that? Or is it pretty much job done? Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the break and I'll see you in a couple of weeks, because we know as coaches, you worked your socks off since August, maybe July. You started training and getting ready. If you're in Northern California with younger teams, you've gone through not only a full season, but also State Cup at the same time. So you've had multiple games every weekend. You coach multiple teams because that's what most of us do. So by the time we get to this time of the year, it's darker earlier. Some clubs don't have lights. It's nice to switch off. But what are you doing with your players? And the title of this podcast is Buy Your Players a Boot Brush. And I'm interested to know if you do anything like that for your players, and I'll get into why I do that here in just a second. So first of all, the first question is, should you buy your players anything, or should you do anything for your players at this time? I don't necessarily think that we should be buying presents for everybody or anything like that per se, but the reason for the concept behind a boot brush is it's a loaded one for me. You know, I have a boot brush. I always have done. I grew up playing the game and you're always expected to show up with clean boots. You were never allowed to shower and wash your boots in the shower, which was always kind of a shortcut way of cleaning your boots after a game. But think about how our players are carrying themselves, how involved our players are in the game that they play and the life that they say they want to be as a professional soccer player. And I think about being a academy graduate, young player in for Northampton Town, and we clean boots of older players. And just like you see the boot room that is synonymous with Liverpool and Shankly, and they would sit and have their meetings in the boot room. That boot room's still there if you're ever fortunate enough to go to Liverpool and walk around the stadium. But the boots are so significant for me. I used to love getting them for Christmas as a youngster. I still love getting them now. I still buy them for myself and love when I get them and unbox them. That's something significant to me. But for our players, they tend to just kick them on, kick them off. They wear them in the car. They show up and they've already got them on. They're muddy. Most of you may play on turf, so they don't really get dirty anyway. But what I'm trying to get at here with the boot brush, and you may have some other ideas that this conversation is stimulating, but I want the players to take ownership. How many of your players arrive at the field, typically younger, with their parents carrying their bag? Or afterwards, their parents come over, pick up their stuff, pick up their sweater that's on the floor, or pick up something else, their water bottle. Or even with older players, they get there and they've forgotten something because their parents aren't carrying their stuff. And so now they're blaming their parents, or parent drives 20 minutes each way just to rush and get something that's been forgotten. And that's kind of where I'm going with this, that I want our players to have an element of being accountable. And if I buy them all a boot brush, you go to Dollar Tree, you get a dollar, you buy 12, 18, 20, you coach three teams, you spend $40, $50 on a bunch of brushes. But what that does is it gives your players something that can now they can be held accountable. So you come to training, you come to your game, I always want your boots cleaned. Even if we play on turf for 99% of what we do, the brush is still significant because I want you to use it. I want you to love looking after your shoes because your shoes make it possible for you to play. And if you listen to my podcast with Dan Abrahams a couple of years ago, he talked about game face and the dominant relentless lion and all of the aspects that you as a player or you as a coach can give to your players in order to be ready. That's you're putting on your game face. If you were a wrestler, you'd put on a mask, and now that's you getting ready. My daughter watches Blippi. I imagine that Blippi puts on a hat and suspenders and he suddenly becomes Blippi. He's not Blippi every moment of his life. And that's where, again, I'm going with this, that if we get our players concerned about their shoes. We get our players looking after their shoes. They clean them, even if they just brush them. Not only do they have the responsibility of looking after them for themselves, they will put them on, and this is another thing, you arrive and put on your shoes, so that when you put them on, you're getting ready to play. It's significant for you to put on your soccer shoes. It's a significant moment. It's something that means a lot. And I want you to think about just looking at your players as they arrive. Most of our older players now, they're all cool. You know, they wear slides and they show up and they just put their boots on. So they're already in that behavior of not walking across the parking lot with their shoes on, which is a good thing. They don't slip over. They don't hurt themselves. They're not wearing their shoes out sooner than they need to. But when they arrive, you know, they just kick their shoes on and there's no real second thought. So if you can get your players to get dirty shoes is number one, which is a great option. Get them playing, especially in the winter on grass and ruining fields, but getting them dirty and then having them clean them. But even just before they put on or take off their shoes and put them in their bag, make sure that they clean all the rubber from the turf field. Make sure they clean all the rubber out. You see a stat that like half a ton of the rubber crumb is lost every season, I think, from a turf field. It goes home in everyone's shoes. So we actually help Parks and Recreation or whoever owns the facility to get their rubber crumb back too. But it's just this whole idea around keeping your players accountable and giving them something additional around being prepared to play the game. So in preparing for this, I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole and looking for ideas, you know, just a Google search of gift ideas. And of course, there are a million gimmicky ideas out there with the soccer balls that have trackers in them for every time it's kicked, or insert tag here for your shoes to show how far you run, or the vests that track heart rate, things like that. I mean, there are a million things out there, and I don't ever expect a coach to ever buy anything like that for their players, and I certainly wouldn't either. But the concept behind the brush is it's affordable, it's easy, it goes in their bag, they keep it, and it has a bigger meaning. And maybe the meaning is coming out because it was something that was important to me as a player. It was impressed upon me that your shoes are always clean, that you're always therefore ready to play. There's nothing worse than getting muddy shoes out of a bag and trying to put them on when it's all crusty. If you've ever had the luxury of playing like that and then treating yourself next time you open your bag, you know, they say procrastination is a punishment to future self. And that's really one of the finest ones, where you got to put your hand in a dirty bag and grab these shoes out with a caked in mud. So this was perhaps something that is important to me, and again, impressed upon, that is an it's something that I am now turning up and saying, I'm ready to play. I know that I'll always have my shoes because I know that my shoes are always clean. Again, if you have turf, insert X amount of ways that you can deal with this. But the reality is there are probably lots of things that you could do. You could buy every player polish for their shoes. You could buy them some sort of scrub for it. You could buy, if you coach girls, you can buy them all a headband. You can just have so many little things that mean a significance. And it all goes back to the Dan Abrahams interview with the game face, that something is attached to them turning up and being ready to play. Heck, you could buy them all slides, and then they turn up in their slides so that they know as soon as they put their shoes on, it's game time. Now you're forcing that issue too. Or a strap for a shin guard. The options are endless, and you can get creative with this. Or you could just do nothing about it at all. Tell every parent to buy their players something like slides. The requirement for the team next year is everyone wears slides to the games. Whatever it is, something that you can have a longer lasting impact on with your players. And what better time to do it now than with the holidays and the World Cup going on? So much that's influencing players in the game now, we can begin to build on it much more. So let me know what you think. I want to hear what you have to say about presents for players, or ideas around gifts, or things that you can do to just promote the game a little bit more, the culture of players being held accountable for themselves, not forgetting their gear, ideas around getting your players to put on their game face when they turn up for practice. At Lead on Soccer, more coming soon.